It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Earlier this morning, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie boarded a state police helicopter and had a look from overhead at the communities by the Jersey Shore, towns near the place where the center of Hurricane Sandy hit land last night.
Houses are moved off of their foundations. There are houses in the middle of Route 35. Amusement Pier at Seaside Park is essentially half washed out. The second pier, the more southerly pier, is also significantly damaged, and some of those amusements are now in the ocean. The level of devastation at the Jersey Shore is unthinkable.
Let's take a quick survey now of some of the spots along the coast. Immense flooding has affected the subways in New York City. 7 tunnels beneath the East River flooded. In Queens, part of New York City, power failed and fires spread. Terrence Cullen, a reporter with the Queens Courier newspapers, has been watching that. Mr. Cullen is on the line. What have you seen?
Down here right now, on Crossway Boulevard, which is the main commercial hub of Howard Beach, stores and signs are devastated. I was down here last night. I ran down where I was supposed to get pictures around 8 o'clock when one of the channels started to flood. There were stores and restaurants that were under a foot of water at that point. With another reporter right now, Maggie, and we're just speaking to a homeowner who her entire house went up in flames.
Let me just mention, Mr. Cullen, let me interrupt you. It's very difficult to understand the cell phone, so I'm going to repeat a little bit of what you said. You mentioned that there was flooding last night, that stores and restaurants were overcome. You also saw fires?
We didn't see fires. We just spoke to a homeowner whose house went on fire last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she said around 9 o'clock, and all she could do is watch it, you know, burn down.
All they could do is watch it burn down. Okay, thanks very much, Mr. Cullen. Let's continue now on to Doreen Maugg. She's a freelance TV producer. We found her just across the Hudson River from New York City in Hoboken, New Jersey, a low-lying port city. Ms. Maugg has been walking around this morning, and what have you seen?
Well, as soon as we left our apartment, at first it looked like it was our street was just wet, and then we went to the end of our block, and it's rivers. Like, all the side streets are rivers. Hoboken is like a valley, and the Willow Street floods greatly, and it pushes out from there. So all it rises with the same level as the river.
Mm-hmm.
As we were walking out, every single basement apartment, all the buildings here have basement apartments, like sub-level apartments, and the water filled it all the way up to the door handle. So all of those apartments are completely flooded. Our neighbor, her backyard was fine around 9 o'clock last night. Her son took the dog out, and she told us on our way back that within 15 minutes it filled up, and it's 4 feet deep.
Hmm.
So it's pretty devastating. People are just getting out of their apartments and walking around. There's garbage all through the streets, and people are just kind of waiting around. We have family a couple blocks away who have to leave their building now because of a gas leak.
Mm.
So the thing is people aren't really able. They have a vehicle, but they can't really get out because of the water.
Can I just mention, I have some familiarity with the geography of Hoboken. When you say Willow Street, that is a street that is quite some blocks from the waterfront. If that is flooded, a lot of Hoboken, New Jersey is flooded this morning, or was flooded overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lower-lying part. It's odd. It's like there's the part up next to the river, and then there's Willow, which is the lower level, and it fills up from the middle and pushes out in addition to pushing in from the river.
You mentioned a gas leak. That's not good. Does anybody have power this morning?
Not that I know of. Anyone I've heard of via, thank goodness for social media, because that's the only way I'm hearing about people, and via text messaging. We have cell service, but no one seems to have any power, which is kind of good because there's water everywhere, and there's some power lines down, and some people are walking through the water, which I don't think is a good idea.
Feels a little unsafe.
Puddle.
Feels a little unsafe. Yeah. People have supplies there, very briefly?
Yes, it seems like for the most part. A lot of people did evacuate early enough, so that was good. But everyone that we've been talking to actually seems to be in relatively good spirits for the most part, considering no one seems desperate. Everyone seems to have what they need, water and food. Again, this is just a few people that we've talked to within our block. We can't really go beyond.
All right. I got to stop you there. But Doreen Mogg, thanks very much for the insight, and take care of yourself today.
All right. Thank you.